So in this video, I'm going to be trying to work to solve the puzzle a little bit, and that's the way to think about employee engagement. It's not just one big idea of I'm committed or I'm not committed. And in fact, in a weird way, you can only infer engagement in the same way that you can't say how in love are you with someone or not. What you have to look at are inferences. How much time do I spend thinking about them? How much time do I actually spend with them? Those things will drive and indicate how much I might love someone. But in the case of engagement, the same thing is true. And there are lots of research out there to indicate a lot of different factors. Some indicate between 15 and 20 different factors contribute to employee engagement. Now, in my experience, looking at both the research and in practice, what I can tell you is I can distill it down into 7 big puzzle pieces. And so in this video, I'm going to walk you through what each of those actually is. The first one, and the most important one, is the boss. Do I trust and respect my immediate manager? This is the big one. This is the keystone in the arch that everything else hangs on, this one puzzle piece, which is you as the primary leader. If you're a leader and you have people below you, you are delivering the climate of emotional engagement in that organization. Yes, you might have a tough boss ahead of you, above you, but what you are doing next to you, just immediately in front of you, you're the one who drives the engagement of your team. And everything that I'm going to show you, all 7 components, or the remaining 6 after this one, is directly, you are directly and mostly responsible for creating these remaining 6 elements of what creates highly engaged employees. So the first one is, just know that if people are trust and respect you, they will have higher levels of engagement. It's a big driver. The next one is a sense of purpose. Do I believe in the organization's why? Do I believe in what they believe in? Am I aligned? Is my own sense of purpose aligned with their sense of purpose? That is something that a leader is responsible for. Your job is to understand what might their why be. How is the why of the team articulated? How do those two shake hands? And can I help frame and make linkages so that they actually do care about the work that we're doing in the world? You as a leader have an impact on whether or not that purpose is felt tangibly or not. Next one. Personal growth. Am I appropriately challenged and learning? You remember the 3 jobs, right? The first job is to be fulfilled. The second job before you even get to performance is, am I learning? Am I growing? Am I developing? Am I evolving? You as a manager get to determine whether or not somebody's evolving and growing. You get to lay out a career path or ignore a career path. You get to challenge them or challenge them too much or not challenge them enough. There has to be appropriate challenge. Too much challenge, people are overstressed and overburdened. Too little challenge, people become bored. So you have to navigate and negotiate what's appropriate challenge for the people that I'm leading. What's the appropriate challenge for you, right? You can answer these questions for yourself too, not just for the people you lead, but who's above you and what context and climate are they setting for you? Next one, feedback. Do I know where I stand? One of the things that research has shown is that actually the more feedback you get, the happier you are, even if it's negative. In fact, if it's negative feedback, you are more likely to appreciate it because you actually know where you stand. Nobody likes to be working all day long and not have any idea whether or not they're doing a good job or a bad job. So well done, you're doing a great job, along with, hey, here's something I think you could do a little better. Both of those together have a big impact on a person's sense of engagement in an organization. Let's look at the next one. Recognition. Is my contribution noticed and appreciated? Does what I do actually get recognized? Do you see the kind of blood, sweat, and tears and energy I'm putting into this? And there are very simple techniques and tactics you can use to engage in recognition. And in the guidebook that I've shown you, I've set up links to all of the modules that match each of these puzzle pieces. So all of the trainings that we've done over the course of this Next Level Leader program have all been designed to support employee engagement, every part of it. And so you can look at those links for how to do recognition better. Let's look at the next one. My peers, do I have friends at work? Now, this one may feel like you as a leader don't have a lot of direct influence on how to create friendships at work, but you actually do. You can encourage more teamwork. You can require people work together. You can create informal social gatherings, lunches, meals, offsite retreats where you're not actually doing the work, you're just getting together and getting to know each other. Those things have a huge impact on the stickiness and the willingness of people to go to the wall for the people that they work with. Let's go look at the last one, which is resources. Do I have the support structures I need to do my job? So this is where module 4 really comes in. You can look at those resources, but this is just about, do I have everything from you know, pencil and paper, a computer, the right lighting, a chair, to are we organized the right way? Is my role and my authority and my accountability matched with what I'm being asked to do or not do? Do I have politics involved? Are there peers that are trying to sabotage me? Is my boss for me or against me? All of those things are kind of about resourcing. And so those are the seven big pillars. Again, go back to the guidebook that's available to you. It'll give you a little more detail, some more tips and suggestions on how you can drive each one of these. I just wanted to give you the high points in this video so that you could start thinking about, gosh, how does this engagement puzzle fit together in my organization and for me personally? Let's move on to the next video.